Chapter 20. In the Garage. New Orleans, Saturday afternoon. Soon after Pirini arrived back in New Orleans, he received a message telling him where to meet Maldano and Gronchi.
"I want the body moved," Maldano said. "Tonight."
The men were given the address of Clifford's house. After finding Clifford's address in the telephone book, Reggie and Mark bought a city map, drove to Clifford's neighborhood, and found his house. As Reggie drove past it very slowly, Mark said, "I don't see the garage. It must be in the back, separate from the house. Let's drive to the back." Behind Clifford's street was a big wood.
"Maybe we could get to Clifford's garage by going through the woods," Reggie said. "That way nobody would see us from the street."
They found a narrow road in the woods and soon got to the area behind the garage. There were a few trees there and lots of old bottles and other garbage. Suddenly, Reggie stopped.
"Come on," Mark said. "We're almost there."
"Look,"
said Reggie, pointing, and Mark saw lights in the neighbour's house.
"I think we should come back later tonight when everybody's asleep."
Mark was disappointed, but said,
"You're right. We don't want anyone to see us."
At 11 p.m, Gronchi and Pirini parked near the woods and followed Maldano's directions to the garage. The neighbours' lights were on, but nobody was outside. Gronchi easily broke the lock of the garage door and they went inside. Pirini turned his flashlight on and put it on the floor. Then, moving the boat to one side, the men saw a thin layer of concrete. Using hammers that they had brought with them, they began to break the concrete as quietly as possible. It was about 11:30 p.m. when Reggie and Mark began to walk through the woods. Reggie was carrying a flashlight she had found in the car. As they got close to the area behind the garage, she asked,
"Are you sure you want to do this?"
"Yeah,"
Mark answered. "I'm sure."
He knew that this was the only way he and his family would be safe in the future. Suddenly, they heard noises from the garage.
"Someone's in the garage,"
Mark said, and started walking faster. Then he accidentally kicked some bottles, which made a loud noise. Suddenly, the noises from the garage stopped. Mark ran back to Reggie, and they saw a man with a gun come out of the garage.
"Do you see anything?"
asked someone from inside the garage.
"No,"
said the man.
"It was probably a cat."
He returned to the garage and the noises began again.
"I know what they're doing. They're digging up the body. They're going to move it. We have to do something,"
Mark said angrily. They were going to ruin his plan.
"We mustn't try to stop them. It's too dangerous," said Reggie, frightened. "Let's get out of here."
"No," said Mark. "Maybe I can stop them."
"Mark, please don't,"
Reggie began, but he was already running towards the neighbour's backyard. As he got closer, Mark found a rock on the ground and threw it as hard as he could at the window. The minute the window broke, an alarm began to ring and Mark ran back to Reggie. Reggie turned off the flashlight so nobody could see the light. The owner of the house appeared on the patio, holding a gun.
"Get off my property!"
he shouted repeatedly, and he began to shoot at trees and in the air. Hearing all the noise, the people in the neighbouring houses came out to see what had happened, and soon two police cars arrived with sirens and flashing red lights. Suddenly, two men ran out of the garage and disappeared into the woods. They didn't see Mark and Reggie, who were standing less than 5 meters away.
"Mark, we've got to leave," Reggie said nervously.
"But those men might be waiting in the woods and see us on our way to the car,"
Mark said.
"You're right," said Reggie.
Let's wait a few minutes and see if they return. Eventually, the neighbours went back inside their houses and the police left. Mark said,
I don't think those men will be coming back tonight. I want to look in the garage.
I don't think we should, Reggie started to say. Then seeing the expression of determination on Mark's face, she said,
OK, let's see what's in there.
When they got to the garage, they smelled a terrible odour. They slowly walked inside and Reggie shone the flashlight around the floor. There, surrounded by pieces of broken concrete, was a black plastic garbage bag. Using his hands, Mark made a small hole in the bag. As he made the hole bigger, he and Reggie saw the decomposing face of Senator Boyette.